You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Gym Class for a Thursday here on KGYM as we take it through the 3 o'clock hour, presented by Dupaco Community Credit Union. A lot to get to today here in Eastern Iowa. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joining me from his back porch on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And Ryan today on the other side of the glass for this Thursday and Friday. And looking forward to talking with him and visiting with you out there as well. And we got a great show planned for you. We're going to talk with Tom Caker at HawkeyeReport.com. We'll take a look back at yesterday, the media availability for some of the football players. Cade McNamara was there. Jay Higgins was there. Deontay Craig, among others. We'll talk about what they had to say. What we really didn't learn a whole lot. We'll just kind of mull over what they had to say. And look ahead to tonight's draft. Chris Murray, the former Hawkeye, former Cedar Rapids Prairie Hawk, going to hear his name sometime tonight. And we'll have the draft for you beginning at 6 o'clock right here on KGYM. And looking forward to that. Already a big trade coming down the line. Chris Paul, as you just heard from ESPN, apparently on the move after going from Phoenix to Washington. Hope he didn't buy any Wizards paraphernalia, because he was a Wizard for about 4 days, as he is on his way to Golden State to try to distribute the ball for maybe one final Golden State Warrior push to Steph Curry and maybe others, Klay Thompson, others as far as Golden State is concerned. And I'm sure that's not going to be the last of the moves before all is said and done tonight. And again, we'll have it for you beginning at 6 o'clock right here from ESPN Radio. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is a phone line as well if you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Gym Class presented by Dupaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website at dupaco.com. They are celebrating their 75th anniversary this year in business. And happy NBA draft day to you, Mark.
Well, thank you, Scott. Good afternoon to you and everyone out there, Ryan included. And we also have a pair of John Deere tickets for you to win and an Emo's Hideaway scoreboard coming up.
John Deere Classic tickets, 6th through the 9th for the JDC this year. Looking forward to that. By the way, they're playing at the Travelers, which is the final designated event this year. And I'm sure we'll have an update coming up in just a little bit. But we had a first today. First career tour hole-in-one during a PGA event for Rory McIlroy, who had an ace today. Good job by Rory out there. You always got to celebrate when you get an ace. It is still the one thing I don't understand, Mark, in sports, and that is you, the guy or gal that gets the ace. I mean, you should have all kinds of, you know, congratulations thrown your way, et cetera, et cetera. Instead, in golf, you have to provide everybody else with drinks. That is the one thing I have still yet to understand in my 56 plus years of living on this great sphere that we have.
Well, unless you get your hole in one in a high school meet, as I did, I didn't have to buy. But it was raining that day. I didn't see it go in the hole. I just wanted to get in the clubhouse.
Even after the hole-in-one, you just wanted to get this thing done?
Yeah, I was sopped and not playing very well.
Well, except for one shot.
Yeah.
I've been close. It's never happened. I hope to have that thrill. And, and buy everybody drinks at that point. 319-366-1600. on a Thursday here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Great to have you with us. Tom Kakert's going to join us from Hawkeye Report, as I mentioned, coming up in about 20 minutes or so. And plenty to talk about, looking ahead to the draft, et cetera, et cetera. Speaking of the draft, Mark, let's get right to our poll question at KGYMradio.com. It is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Highway 1 West in Iowa City. They've been serving customers since 2003. It deals with one of our native sons, Chris Murray, and where he's going to go in the draft.
Sorry, I'm having trouble pulling that up, Scott.
I got it. I got it right here. When will Chris Murray be taken tonight? Two choices, before the 20th pick or the 20th pick or later. Those are your choices. And Mark's beloved mock drafts, the latest one, the final one from CBS, has Chris Murray going 21st. First of two consecutive picks at this time, anyway, to the Brooklyn Nets. So he's right on that line of top 20. Top 14 are considered lottery picks. And I think we're all in agreement that Chris is not going to be a lottery pick. You know, that doesn't deter anything. He is not going to be at the draft. He was invited to go to the draft. Chose to watch the proceedings tonight with his family and friends, and I think that's fantastic. So, you know what? They ought to. Here's what you remember last year, Mark, to this time when Keegan was at the draft, was interviewed, and do you remember the faux pas that the NBA had last year? Do you remember that?
I do. They had Chris Murray's photo on the screen.
So should they have Keegan's tonight?
Yeah, why not? I think it's great that Chris celebrates with his family. He was in the green room last year, so he kind of got a little bit of that experience. Not when his name gets picked, but I enjoyed Michael Oss's column in the Gazette today. He put it perfectly. He could go about nine different spots. We don't know.
We don't know. We don't know. And we don't know what's going to happen. The wheeling and dealing is not done with this Chris Paul trade. You know, I can pretty much assure you of that. And we're going to see. I mean, who knows if Brooklyn's going to be in the 21st and 22nd spots. I mean, you would think they would keep both number ones, but that puts them in a pretty good position if they'd like to trade one of those. Remains to be seen. Cyclone Tim, by the way, had his hole in one also at a young age, 15, at number 9 at Buffalo Creek outside of Winthrop. Well done. Everyone's telling me, you know, I'm going to get one of these before my golf career is done. I have to do it. Been close, haven't done it as of yet. So Cyclone Tim did not have to buy drinks for anybody else either. So you and he have a bond together, Mark.
Well, we have via the text line, and congratulations to you, Tim. Scott, I'm asking you, would it be a good thing overall for the Murrays and for Sacramento if he were picked by the Kings at 24?
Ooh. I think it'd be great for Cedar Rapids and make life a lot easier as far as viewing is concerned. You know, why not? Why not indeed? These guys have been teammates for umpteen years, except for last year. I mean, you go all the way back to, you know, growing up, playing AAU ball. They've been teammates. They have a sixth sense with one another. And Keegan had a terrific rookie season, was an all-rookie performer in the NBA, and, you know, that's not saying that Chris is going to do exactly the same thing. But then again, they're different players, but they kind of play the same position, if you will. I know that makes very little sense. I think I've said this many times. I think Chris is probably a little bit of a more consistent outside shooter. Keegan, I think, is a little bit better as far as going into the paint is concerned. And, you know, if that is a recipe for winning in Sacramento, I think it would be a popular pick based on what Keegan did last year. And again, it's kind of, you put that together with the same philosophy that we've been reading about and hearing all day, and that is the fact that we couldn't wait 6 months down the line. We have to talk about it right now. Is Victor Wembanyama the best player to ever play in the NBA, even though he has not stepped on an NBA court yet?
Certainly potentially one of the top recruits. There's no question about it. I shouldn't say recruit, draft pick, but I'm kind of torn on answering my own question. You know, I think part of Chris Murray wants to pave his own way. Yeah, it'd be great if he reunited with his brother. I don't know. I'm torn on that.
Yeah. 1083, different play style, but Keegan proved that he can play in the league. It's a no-brainer. And they need to be on other teams to make them more competitive. And he says he will go before pick number 20. So put 1083 down on the before pick number 20. And, hey, he's between, basically, I've seen him as low as 15 and as high as 25 over the last couple weeks as far as the mocks are concerned. And it's just going to depend how everything plays out, trades, as I mentioned, et cetera, et cetera. And maybe it is a good idea. I mean, I think 1083's got a very good point. Carve your own way, if you will. I know that sounds like a commercial, but carve your own path.
You could do that in Sacramento because they are different players. I tend to agree that he will be picked higher than 24.
I think higher than 24. I think higher than 24. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Boy, 20, that's a tough one. Over and under of 20, though. Very, very tough. Ian from Oxford says he believes Chris is going to be drafted before that pick for the Kings. Now, that's not to say the Kings don't make a move up. They could do that at any point, maybe into the 18-19 range. We will see. All plays out tonight at 6 o'clock, and we'll have it for you right here on KGYM. I believe the first pick is going to go at about just past 7 o'clock. And, I mean, do we even need to put San Antonio on the clock? Do we even need to do that?
No, not technically. The big question is, who's going to be taking number two? Is it going to be the guard, Scoot Henderson, or Brandon Miller, or someone else?
A lot of people looking at Henderson right now as the guy. I tell you what, I know he's got a checkered past, but, man, Brandon Miller can play hoops. I mean, they all can. I mean, that's a stupid statement, but Brandon Miller's got an NBA game to me. And if it wasn't for just the freakiness of Wembanyama at 7'4 and doing what he can do, even though he's never played an NBA game, everybody, I think Miller might even be the number one guy in a regular year.
Yeah, I think so too.
After that, it gets a little bit crazy. I mean, yesterday you had Jalen Hood-Schifino into the top 10. He apparently overnight fell in most mocks. I'm not sure what he did, what Jalen did overnight in preparation for the draft, but boy, don't do that again. Or maybe throughout the day. He's down into the teens now. Jed Howard's name is moving up the ranks. The former Michigan Wolverine, Jalen Howard's son, who played 1 year for the Wolverines. Averaged 14 points a game, shot 36% from the field. He's moving down. A lot of guys up, a lot of guys down at this point, which is basically the name of the game as far as mock drafts are concerned.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting night for a lot of players and a lot of teams. I expect a handful of trades?
I would think so. I mean, there already been the one big one, obviously, that came down there in the last hour with Chris Paul. There's going to be more. There are going to be guys that are going to wear a hat on stage and then an hour later are going to be with a different team. That always seemingly happens in an NBA draft.
It does, and you'll see it again.
No, Tim, San Antonio, just make the pick now, San Antonio. I don't even know what it is. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, who knows? Just do not take all 10 minutes for this pick. We all know what it's going to be. If you don't do it, it's going to be the biggest upset in sports history tonight if Wembanyama is not taken in the number one position by the San Antonio Spurs. But Tim says they should be on the clock. It's a TV show. Glitz and glamour, et cetera, et cetera. 319-366-1600. Matt in Fairfax. Lakers are at 17. Golden State at 19. Two places with a winning pedigree. And Chris would fit great at both spots. What about, let's see, 31-48, Trace Jackson Davis. Right now, most people have him going to the Boston Celtics at 25. A lot of the mocks do, including CBS. So I think that'd be a great pick for Boston, to be honest with you.
Player. Good player.
Very good player. Underappreciated guy, to be honest with you. I think he's going to do well as far as the NBA is concerned. Not a big three-point guy. In fact, very few three-pointers. But hey, I like the play of bigs inside. And I think Trace Jackson Davis can get things done. 319-366-1600 at 322. We're going to talk more about Chris Murray, his draft prospects, et cetera, et cetera, with Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com. We're going to do that here in just a little bit. Iowa women's basketball news coming down the line. In fact, Big Ten basketball news coming down the line today. And as the conference schedules, the opponents anyway, have been announced for Big Ten women's basketball teams. And Lisa Bluter and the Iowa Hawkeyes are going to face five teams, home and away. And they will face four teams at home in one-offs and four teams on the road in one-offs. The teams Iowa will play twice include Wisconsin, Minnesota, and the always seemingly tough Nebraska Cornhusker women's basketball team, as well as Indiana and Ohio State. So it'll be another Indiana-Iowa game at Carver-Hawkeye coming up next year, which has got to make a lot of people make their mouths water a little bit, because both teams should be pretty loaded going into the 23-24 season. Teams that are coming to Iowa City and that Iowa will only face once include the resurgent Illinois Fighting Illini, along with the very good Michigan program, Michigan State, and Penn State. Iowa will travel next year and only play these teams once: Northwestern, Purdue, Rutgers, and that includes Brenda Freeze and Maryland. So no appearance in Eastern Iowa for the Cedar Rapidian Brenda Freeze next year.
No, and I'd like to see that be a home and home. I mean, we have a provincial attitude here in Iowa, but it is two of the premier programs in the country, and certainly the Big Ten. But that Indiana series will be very interesting.
It is. It is going to be interesting. And we know Iowa's going to play Virginia Tech to open the season in Charlotte, North Carolina. That was announced a couple weeks ago. Hawkeyes and the Hokies will go at it, both Final Four teams a year ago, and really looking forward to that. You would think that, and Iowa and Iowa State obviously are going to meet. We know that. Iowa will also take on very good in-state programs in UNI and Drake. Yes, the women play the Big Four Classic still, home and away every other year. And I think that's fantastic, and I would love to see that stick and stay, because both UNI and Drake have very, very solid women's basketball programs. And I wouldn't be surprised if Lisa Bluter and the Iowa women's basketball program maybe seeking out a couple of pretty salty opponents coming up in the non-conference that we don't know about yet.
I'm not sure they need any more, do they?
Oh, you might as well do it now that you've got – I mean, it's going to help you. I mean, win or lose, it's going to help you in this day and age as far as seeding in the NCAA tournament's concerned.
That's a good point.
So I would load her up, man. Load up that schedule. Hey, you got Caitlin Clark once, right? The next one has not come down the line as of yet, that we know of. Probably a three-year-old out there, though, that's going to be really, really good that we don't know about. 319-366-1600. Hey, before we get to an Emil Sideway scoreboard update, this little nut, we mentioned yesterday, Mark, that Caitlin Clark, speaking of the Iowa women's basketball program, nominated for two ESPYs, including Breakout Athlete. Although, as we mentioned yesterday, was Caitlin Clark really a breakout athlete? Question mark. And found out the other folks that are up for that award. We've got an Iowa-Iowa State battle brewing in the Breakout Athlete because one of the other four nominees, former Iowa State quarterback Brock Purdy with the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, how about that? Now, that was a breakout performance. That was a breakout performance. Before we get to you, Mark, here, 2030 says, why not a rematch with LSU? Yikes. LSU's going to be they're going to be preseason number one. I don't think there's any doubt that they're going to enter the season at number one. We'll see. 1083 says, with the trade that Boston made earlier on today, love to see Chris in Boston. Maybe that would push the Celtics over the hump. They've been close, but close does not count in most things. All right, 328, coming up on 328. Mark, I'm going to throw it to you for more sports news and Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are right across from the Lindale Mall, and they are next to the Home Depot, open at 4 o'clock. And enjoy drinks and food on the patio. Open 6 days a week, closed on Sunday. What do you got, Mark?
Four games complete in Major League Baseball as we speak. Cleveland defeated Oakland 6-1. Arizona defeated Washington 5-3. Atlanta topped Philadelphia 5-1. And the Twins salvaged a split of their series with Boston, winning 6-0 behind two bombs by Byron Buxton, of all people, and a complete game shutout from Joe Ryan. Travelers Championship in Cromwell, Connecticut, being contested today. Zach Johnson off to a good start. He's 4 under par, 3-11 holes, currently inside the top 20. The lead being held by Keegan Bradley, 8 under par, 62 earlier today. And a big game in college baseball tonight. LSU in a rematch with Wake Forest. LSU won 3-2 last night. The winner of this game will take on Florida for all the marbles.
Go ahead.
And we'll get to this with Tom Caker at Iowa. Got a commitment from tight end Michael Burt out of Omaha, Nebraska. 6'5", 230.
Yeah, grew up a big Husker fan, but could not pass up going, as he says, to tight end U. I'm sure that will ruffle a lot of feathers over in the western part of our state and the eastern part of our friendly neighbors to the west. Iowa also lost out on a tight end that committed to Texas A&M, a top tight end, but I think that had a lot to do with the fact that Burt made his decision earlier on today. That particular tight end is going to go play in the SEC for Texas A&M. And we will have the College World Series for you. Whomever Florida faces, we will have it for you coming up starting on Saturday. And I see right here from our friend Spencer that it's going to be a 5:45 start on Saturday. So 5:45. I know that rain is in the forecast here and in Omaha on Saturday. Hopefully everybody will be able to get it in. We'll have the finals of the College World Series for you. Florida versus Wake Forest or Florida versus LSU. And we'll have that for you right here on KGYM. We'll take a break, get you a weather update, come back. Tom Kaker for Hawkeye Report will join us. We'll talk about Chris Murray and where he will go in the NBA draft. Talk a little bit of Hawkeye football, look ahead, and more with Tom when we come back here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and we're going to have plenty of sunshine today and temperatures back around 90, so another toasty afternoon. We'll have clear skies tonight with temperatures dropping down into the low 60s. Tomorrow we're back in the low 90s with sunny skies. We'll start the weekend dry with temperatures in the low 90s once again Saturday, and then the chance for showers and storms will be increasing Saturday evening. There's the potential that a strong storm or two will be possible in the area with some hail and strong winds. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier baseball team split a doubleheader with Iowa City City High last Friday night. Xavier took game one 5-3 with help from senior Cooper Shanks' two runs. In game two, the Saints fell 4-0. Xavier lost to Cedar Rapids Kennedy in a twin bill Monday night 2-1 and 5-1. But they'll try to get back in the swing tomorrow night when they hit the road for a double dip at Dubuque Senior. And the Xavier softball team swept Waverly-Shell Rock at home Tuesday in an MVC doubleheader. The Saints kept the Gohawks to 5-1 in Game 1 and got the 9-2 win in Game 2, with sophomore Katie Pilcher adding three runs to the score. The Saints welcome Iowa City City High tonight and will travel to the Linmar Albernette Tournament tomorrow.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company, family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Get ready for all-out summer fun at the Linn County Fair in Central City. June 28th through July 2nd, bring your family and friends to have a blast where great memories are made. Sunday, July 2nd, is Military Appreciation Day, provided by USA Communications. To honor and thank our local military, all military personnel, current and past, get into that day's grandstand events for free. The donkey races kick off at noon, a fun family show sponsored by Z102.9 and Heartland Bank and Trust. Then grab a seat in the grandstand at 6 p.m. for Tough Trucks, sponsored by Roto-Rooter. For ticket info, visit thelinncountyfair.com. Come to the Linn County Fair in Central City, just 15 minutes north of Marion. There's plenty of free daily parking. Bring your favorite people and make great memories June 28th through July 2nd, sponsored by Iowa's News Now. CopyWorks and MediaCom Extreme. Get all the details at thelinncountyfair.com.
The biggest pro football contests in Vegas are back and bigger than ever, with $14 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. Enter in Nevada, play from anywhere, two ways to win and no rake. Play Circa Million, make five picks against the spread each week with quarterly and full season payouts, or join Circa Survivor. Select one team each week straight up. Last the longest to win it all. $14 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details. Circus Sports Iowa encourages you to gamble responsibly. Problems with gambling? Call or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back on the Gym Class on KGYM 334. Thank you for joining us as we take it through the 3 o'clock hour on this Thursday, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ryan on the other side of the glass. We'll have an opportunity for you to win a pair of tickets to see the John Deere Classic coming up before 4 o'clock here today. And don't forget, coverage of the NBA Draft, the 2023 edition, coming your way tonight at 6 o'clock. I believe just past 7, San Antonio will make their intentions known. And again, if it's not Victor Wembanyama, there is going to be an inquiry. Let's just put it that way. Welcoming in our next guest, Tom Kakert from Hawkeye Report, kind enough to join us on a Thursday as we look ahead to where the destination will be for Chris Murray tonight and other things on the docket here. And happy summer to you, Tom. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Great, great. I'm ready for football, but I'm not ready for football. I do not want to dismiss the two summer months in front of us yet.
Yeah, well, I think we need to enjoy this a little bit, but football's coming soon. I think we got reminded of that yesterday when we had a little player availability, and you look over at Kinnick and go, boy, going to be here pretty soon. And it will be, but let's enjoy the summer while we can.
Hey, Tom, what was your impression the first time you saw Rusty Feth?
He looks like kind of an offensive lineman out of Central Casting for the University of Iowa. Just like if you could mold up what an offensive lineman for Iowa should look like, he probably looks a lot like Rusty Feth. Just kind of looks like the guy that is kind of a brawler, but really an engaging young guy, just super engaging, appreciative of the opportunity to come to the University of Iowa and play football and play for his old coach, George Barnett, and just super excited about being a Hawkeye. But boy, that picture he put up just was like, boy, here's a guy, bald head, red beard, kind of looks fierce. I mean, he just screams offensive lineman.
He does. Well, with that being said, and we know what Kirk Ferentz, his thoughts about the portal, et cetera, et cetera. But quietly, you look nationally and what Iowa football has done with the transfer portal coming in. And obviously we don't know until they get out in the field, but you got to put Iowa up there as far as, positive success stories going into the fall of 23.
For a guy who was kind of marked by Iowa fans and other folks, but a lot by Iowa fans, as being anti-portal, Kirk got going. From Cade McNamara to Eric All to Caleb Brown to Nick Jackson, and we got to meet Nick for the first time the other day, and super engaging guy too. A guy who's had great success at the University of Virginia, three straight years, 100 tackles. 100 plus tackles. I mean, that's just it's impressive. And you pick up a quarterback who led Michigan to the college football playoff, and you pick up a 4-star wide receiver, was at Ohio State. I mean, this has been a good haul for Kirk Ferentz and for the Hawkeyes. So now the proof will be in the pudding. They got to go out and win some football games, but I like what they've done.
Tom, we continue to talk about Cade McNamara and his engaging personality. We found out some of his best friends on the team. Really seems like quite a leader. I'm curious how you think this translates to the field.
He's got a lot of confidence. Here's the fun story with him and his friendship. So when he first arrived, Joe Evans, veteran defensive lineman for Iowa, 6-year guy who's been staying around, hated him. Thought he was cocky, thought he was arrogant, just did not like him at all. And now they're best friends. And he took him to California. He was the only non-receiver that went to California on the camp. I call it Camp Cade. They went out to work with Jordan Palmer. And it's wherever Cade goes or wherever Joe goes, the other one's with him. So they're always together. And they're like inseparable best friends now. And that just tells you kind of the personality that Cade has, that he wins you over. And you want to go to battle with him. So I just think he's got a massive chip on his shoulder coming in, and he would love nothing better than to get to a Big Ten title game against Michigan or against Ohio State and prove to those guys that, that he could beat them.
To me, Tom, he You talked about Feth, and he plays the part in central casting of an Iowa offensive lineman. To me, Cade McNamara does the same thing, not necessarily for Iowa, but just as a starting quarterback, whether it be, you know, at this level, NFL level, whatever level. He has that persona around him. Agree?
Yeah, he's got moxie, swagger, whatever you want to call it. He's just got that the ability to, and I think people will see this year, when he gets on the field, to just make winning plays and to just a will to win and a confidence that they're going to win and to make those plays that he needs to. You know, he's doing everything that he can to make this the offense better for Iowa, and that includes, you know, this camp work that they did out in California with Jordan Palmer, to just organizing 7-on-7s and doing those things this summer just to build that chemistry and that camaraderie within the offense.
Well, to me, he's kind of like, I don't think we've seen a guy, and nothing against the Stanleys and everybody that's been here recently, but I think he's got that swagger going back to maybe even a Tate and a Stanzi. It's been a while since they've had that.
Yeah, I think he's got a little bit of like the Stanzi Tate kind of, and I would say CJ Beathard too, just where Beathard wasn't as vocal about it. He was just kind of, he was more of an aw shucks guy than a kind of talk guy. But, you know, Drew Tate, get in your face. I think Cade's just like that, where he's just going to get in the defensive player's face if he needs to get things done.
Tom, you mentioned a possible run, at least in McNamara's mind, to a Big Ten championship game. Now, the time is probably ripe for that, because next year it gets more difficult, and margin of error is that much more with expansion.
Yeah, this is the last hurrah for the East and the West. You know, we lost the Legends and Leaders, and now we're going to lose the East and the West. And it is going to get significantly tougher for anybody to make the Big Ten title game moving forward, starting next year when USC and UCLA join the Big Ten Conference. It's just going to get way more difficult and way more challenging, because you're going to have – there's more landmines. And, you know, if you can navigate a 9-game Big Ten schedule with one loss, maybe you'll get there. That's going to be the challenge moving forward and starting next year.
It is. It is going to be a challenge. And with that in mind, I know it's a tough question and maybe an impossible question to answer, but we could have seen the first domino fall with San Diego State in their leaving the Mountain West. And I got a feeling we're going to see the deck chairs arranged yet again for expansion. And I don't see the Big Ten kind of sitting around and doing nothing and twiddling their thumbs.
I don't either. And it's going to be interesting to see what the Pac-12 does and what their media thing, what their media deal looks like, because it just seems like they've been, at some point you got to put something out there for those people, the entire conference to vote on. And at this point, they have just kind of kicked this can down the road and down the road and down the road. And I think some people in the Pac-12 are probably getting pretty frustrated by, hey, we just need to see some bottom line figures. And if they don't work for us, you know, four of us may be going to the Big 12 and, you know, Oregon and Washington and Stanford or whoever, you know, may want to go to the Big 10. I mean, there'll be some significant jockeying for spots in a conference.
Tom, Beth Gett's a very popular pick for interim AD at the University of Iowa, replacing Gary Barta. How do you see the quote-unquote search playing out?
I don't think there's going to be much of a search, really. I think it's going to be, as long as you operate well this fall, you're probably going to get handed the job. And everything that I have heard from people who have worked with her, both at her time at Ball State and her time, while short, still meaningful at the University of Iowa, has been extraordinarily positive. I can't find a person to say, boy, she was a pain in the behind, and she wasn't good to work with, and she was irresponsible. Everything I've heard is just glowing about her engagement and her work ethic and the way she treats people. So, so far, so good, and I think it's going to be a fascinating hire because the next athletic director is very likely, if they stay in place for as long as Gary Barta, they're going to be hiring a basketball coach, two basketball coaches, a football coach, and maybe a baseball coach along the way, along with maybe some other coaches.
Yeah, and that's obviously the challenge ahead if it is Beth Getz and whomever it's going to be. And this is going to be a pretty big era as far as change in the University of Iowa coming up in the next 10 years, I would imagine.
It is, and then you've got to tackle everything that is going on with just the structural changes in college athletics and student athletes and NIL and whatever that's going to look like. And are student athletes going to become employees, and how is that going to work? And are you going to collaborate with the Swarm Collective, or are you going to kind of be hands off like Gary Barta has been? All that's going to be very interesting to see how it plays out.
Tom, Iowa picked up a tight end recruit out of Omaha, as you know, named Michael Burke. I think it brings to 12 the number of 24 commitments. How are the Hawks doing?
I think they're doing pretty well. They're kind of on pace for where they normally would be at this time. If that makes sense, that this weekend will be their next big recruiting weekend. So they're going to have 21 prospects on campus, and 10 of the commits are going to be there. So they'll be well represented. But I think their goal is usually by the time we get to the start of fall camp in early August that they want to be at, upper teens in terms of verbal commitments for any class. And I think they're pretty much on pace to probably get there, within that time frame and fill the slots that they need to fill amongst the players that they're recruiting.
Tom, answer our poll question. When is Chris Murray going to be taken tonight? Before the 20th pick or the 20th pick or later, in your opinion?
I am going to say before the 20th pick. I think there's been some kind of talk, like from 16 on, with Utah, Lakers, Miami Heat, Golden State. That's 16 through 19. I think that's kind of the wheelhouse for Chris Murray. I know all those teams have been very, very, very interested in Chris as well. So, boy, it'd be fun if he got to Golden State, wouldn't it? With with the news today that they got CP3 on that team with Steph Curry, and they'll probably re-sign Draymond. And I mean, I think you'd get some open shots with that team.
Well, if they'll pass the ball to him.
And what would be even more interesting is the fact that he'd be in the same division with his brother. So they'd see each other quite a bit.
They would. Now, the question is, for a lot of people, Sacramento's in that vicinity as well and could see a trade. We always know that could be the case.
Yeah.
Could we see Murray and Murray? They've been playing together except for 1 year since going back to AAU days.
Oh, that could very easily happen because Sacramento obviously is in win now mode. So they're not going to take a guy who's a project. They're going to take somebody who they think can come in and help them right away. And Chris is the type of player that could come in. Now, he's probably not going to start, obviously, ahead of, you know, with Keegan there, because he'll essentially play the same position. But guys can come off the bench, give him good minutes, shooter. I mean, it just makes total sense. So, I think he's going off the board before 20. That's my prediction. I think it'll be in that 16 to 19 range.
How about the Iowa men's basketball team announced that they're going to take an overseas trip? That sounds like fun, by the way, if you have the wherewithal to get over there. But every year now with the portal is very, very key, but I think maybe even more key this year. There is no Chris Murray. Guys that have left, guys that are coming in, new players out of the portal. You need these 10 extra practices. They're going to be huge for Fran McCaffrey and the Hawks.
Yeah, I think this is the first time since, you know, Tyler Cook kind of emerged where we don't really know who this leading guy is going to be for Iowa basketball. I mean, it could be Tony Perkins, could be Peyton Sanford, could be Patrick McCaffrey. I think it's safe to say it's probably one of those three. But, you know, since Cook was there, you know, they've had, Tyler, they've had Luca, you had Keegan, last year you had Chris. So you've had a lead dog, so to speak, you know, for several years, and first team All Big Ten players for several years. And now you're probably not going to have that. So it's going to be more of a collective thing. Also, you know, you look at it, it's six new faces. When you add in the two transfers, that's like half your roster is brand new with four freshmen, two transfers. So it is vitally important that they would take this trip this summer over to France and to Spain and at least get three games in, but also get that very important practice time in as a group. And so they can potentially hit the ground running when they get to early November.
Welcome to basketball in 2023-2024.
Yeah. That'll be here sooner than you think, too.
Gosh, don't do that to me.
And we'll have, you know, that's going to be the fun part of August, is we'll have Iowa men's and women's basketball going on overseas that we'll be monitoring. I'm hoping maybe somebody from the university has a live stream up. I would encourage that, especially for that women's team. If you want to get subscribers to your YouTube page, put Caitlin Clark on.
There you go.
You'll get some.
There you go. You can't deny that. That's for sure. Yeah. Hey, Tom, great stuff. As always, keep up the great work with Hawkeye Report, and we'll see you down the road, man. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet. Tom Kakert, always said good stuff with us, and we thank him for hopping on with us here today. 3:53, we're going to take a break, but as we go to break, going to give you an opportunity right now to call in and win some tickets. A pair of tickets to see the John Deere Classic over at Silvis, Illinois, the 52nd annual John Deere Classic on the PGA Tour, and that goes off Thursday, July 6th through Sunday, July the 9th. And Ryan's going to take caller number 6. Caller 6 at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Give him a call right now, and we will let you know who our winner is, and we'll come back to wrap things up right after this in the Gym Class here on KGYM.
With summer in full swing, now's the perfect time to head to the ballpark. Score great deals on great seats from our friends at Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN. Every crack of the bat, every diving catch, every heart-pounding play, experience it live, in person, from the first pitch to the final inning. Vivid Seats has a huge selection of MLB tickets, and they're the only ticket company that rewards your purchases. For the best selection of 2023, shop now. Just visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Susan has always wanted to live in a chateau.
I like a certain je ne sais quoi.
While Jake is more into the Cape Cod style home.
It's a classic look.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Susan and Jake found a Cape Cod style home where they will only speak French.
Bonjour, je t'aime, merci beaucoup, and cordon bleu.
You'll get better with time.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
It's Wrangler season out there.
t-shirt days, denim jacket nights. A pair of broken-in jeans you could live in. Open roads, endless horizons, no destinations. This is when adventure starts calling. And you need to be ready in jeans that are made for the unpredictable journey that we call life. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Ray Maliotta here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. What, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, back with you on the gym class. Thanks for the calls, and Ryan's going to get the information from our winner here, and we'll have more tickets to win tomorrow, the final day. Tomorrow we will have the final pair of tickets for the John Deere Classic. Todd Brommelkamp show next from 4 until 6, taking us up to the NBA draft beginning at 6 o'clock. And Mark, the suits that these players are wearing, they are leaking out right now. Pictures are being taken. Oy. That's all I have to say.
I can only imagine. It's as much a fashion show. I want to see how much taller Wembanyama is than Adam Silver.
Oh, that's going to be fun. You will not have to wait long.
I don't think Silver's real short.
No, but, you know, it's going to be that way. Picture of Grady Dick, the former Kansas Jayhawk, who's expected to go probably, I think a lot of people say, to Orlando, 10 or 11, right in there, wherever they pick. He's not in Kansas anymore. He's got a double-breasted red sequined suit complete with ascot and sunglasses and a silver chain. You got to see a picture. I don't think I'm doing it justice just describing it right now.
Well, I'll look it up. Wearing golf clothes, Zach Johnson has improved to 6 under par through 13.
Wow. Awesome. Great. Fantastic. All right. So Andy's our winner. All right. And get his information, if you will. And Andy, thank you for tuning in to the program here today, and appreciate you listening. Appreciate everybody out there listening, and we're going to be back with you tomorrow for a Friday edition. We'll take a look back at the NBA draft where Chris Murray goes tonight. Going to have a topic, Mark. We've been talking about this for a while, kicking around some Iowa and Iowa State stuff. We haven't really gone down that avenue as far as our Friday topics are concerned, but we're going to do that. Starting tomorrow, we are going to talk about the most underappreciated Iowa football players of all time. This would not be your Brad Banks guys. This would not be your Chuck Long guys. This would be kind of under the radar guys, if you will. There are no right or wrong answers. We'll do it for Iowa State as well, but we're going to go with the Hawkeyes coming up tomorrow for our Friday topic.
Sounds great to me. Look forward to it.
Yep, and enjoy the draft tonight, Mark. We'll talk with you tomorrow.
Sounds great talking.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift the Eras Tour, presented by Capital One.